Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I assume we can continue. Here is the proposed conclusion, the recommendation for this item. If you recall, DNVGL yesterday very briefly presented a work which is a draft document prepared for us. And here in this conclusion recommendation, I'm reading now, the group of experts thank DNVGL for drafting recommendations on removing barriers to the use of natural gas in maritime transport and recommended that be added to the previously developed recommendations on the use of gas as a fuel for land-based transport and the case studies presented at the meeting. The group of experts concluded that the work on removing barriers to the use of natural gas as a transportation fuel as included in the 2014-2017 work plan has been successfully completed. Would this be acceptable? See no objections, so we'll accept this. Now, want to go back to renewable?
To the front.
Now, if I may, yesterday we also left a few items to be agreed in terms of conclusions, recommendations. And I will have to go back all the way to agenda item 5. If you recall, agenda item 5 was about methane emissions, and two additional recommendations and conclusions to those previously agreed have been submitted since. The one was proposed by the US EPA, and it's here under 18. It says the group of experts acknowledge the environmental and potential economic benefits of methane mitigation along the gas value chain and recognize the contribution it could make to attaining the sustainable development goals. This was hinted yesterday, only now we provide the full language. And the second one I'll read also was submitted yesterday electronically by Gazprom. The group of experts highlighted the importance of and practical need for steps to be undertaken to update and refine the data in national inventories, in brackets, as provided for by the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, close brackets, so that it reflects accurately the volumes of methane emissions attributable to the gas sector. Any comments on either of those two? United States.